SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. International correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on an attack on a bus loaded with religious pilgrims.
India's probing an attack in which suspected militants fired at a bus carrying Hindu pilgrims in India-controlled Kashmir, killing at least 9 and injuring over 30. The attack caused the vehicle to fall into a deep gorge on Sunday in Jammu province. A team from the National Investigation Agency has reached the site of the attack, the Press Trust of India news agency reports. A police officer says some of the victims had gunshot wounds and blamed the attack on Muslim militants who are fighting Indian rule in Kashmir. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com, Chrysler says it's recalling more than 200,000 vehicles in the United States.
The recall covers certain model year 2022 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they may experience a malfunction in their anti-lock braking control module. That could result in a failure in stability control and increase the risk of a crash. Chrysler is unaware of any related injuries or accidents. Dealers will update the anti-lock braking control module software for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
Maine Shipping Channel into Baltimore's port has finally reopened to its original depth and width following the March 26 collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The channel was blocked to most maritime traffic for several weeks while crews worked throughout the day and night to remove an estimated 50,000 tons of steel and concrete. This is SRN News. Some bad news from Hong Kong.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Around the country, many state attorneys general are coming to national prominence as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued Planned Parenthood, who sought to force sex change operation clinics to hand over their records, and Bailey has also pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. This is SRN News. A National Football League coach who has never guided his team to a losing season has been given quite a contract extension. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have given longtime head coach Mike Tomlin a multi-year contract extension. The six-time Super Bowl winning organization announced Tomlin's new deal on Monday, saying they gave the 52-year-old coach a new three-year deal. Steelers president Art Rooney II said in a statement, quote, "Mike Tomlin's leadership and commitment to the Steelers have been pivotal to our success during his first 17 years as head coach." Tomlin guided the Steelers to a Super Bowl title in 2009 and ranked second all-time in coaching victories in franchise history behind only Chuck Knoll. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Wall Street numbers Monday. The Dow was up 69 points. S&P ahead 13. More details at srnnews.com.